Let's have a chat now with none other than Stephanie Keating. Good morning, Stephanie.
Morning, Damien.
Good to see you. How are you getting on?
Good, good. Yeah.
Are you all set for Christmas?
No, I'm never all set for Christmas. It's 3 weeks away, is it? Something like that.
That phrase, are you all set? I worked out why the commercial outlets sort of have Christmas early, like in October. They want everybody to think it's Christmas and to buy the big boxes of potatoes or all the stuff. And they'll eat them. They'll eat them first. And then you have to go and get the second.
Absolutely.
It's terrible. A big box of potato and you say, oh, that'll do me now for Christmas. You buy it in November. Sure, it's gone.
I know, yeah.
And you have to go and buy another one. That's what it is. The feckers. The feckers. Listen, the wonderful helping hand in Waterford. Special mention to Vivian and everybody involved in the volunteer-run charity. Before we even start, to all those volunteers that have helped out over the years, Stephanie.
Oh, just look, you couldn't thank the volunteers that we have enough. We had the event on Friday night just to kind of mark the fact that we're 10 years in operation. And I have to say, I found it very emotional because 10 years is a long time and I don't think we thought we'd be there that long. But one thing, and I think it could have been the mayor that mentioned it, was the consistency that's been shown. And that consistency comes from the volunteers. So we operate into a team, a Monday night team, Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday night, Friday night. And then that team kind of runs itself with regard to the road and that. And we've managed, including through COVID, never to miss a night. We close Christmas Day. That there's other facilities available. That's the only day we close. So I think that is a testament to the volunteers. When the panic was on, nobody knew what was happening. We served containers outside where we were based at the time, Patrick Street in the Gateway. And I just think we have the most amazing chairperson, committee members and volunteers.
So just to remind our listeners, founded in 2015, a small community effort offering soup and sandwiches at Merchants Quay. And the operation, the organisation now operates a full soup kitchen 5 evenings a week from its base on Mary Street. Each night, volunteers serve between 35 and 50 hot meals.
Yes.
Along with food hampers, sleeping bags, tents and advocacy support.
Yeah. Yeah, all on a voluntary basis, like when you think about it. There's no money goes to employees. I'm not saying some charities need that. I think we're just so lucky with the amount of volunteers and the committee. We seem to be able to manage without an employee. Not saying that mightn't change in the future, but that's where we're at now. So the people in Waterford and surrounding areas know that everything they donate is going directly to the actual cause of supporting, feeding and advocating on behalf of the homeless and vulnerable in Waterford.
Now, the charity was granted official charitable status in 2023, operates on a non-judgmental, non-denominational basis, open to all, regardless of background and circumstance. And you also operated throughout COVID-19.
Yes, yeah. Which, I mean, looking back, I think it's the fact that we didn't have to miss a night was incredible, absolutely incredible. And like up to about, I think, 2 years ago, we were actually, whoever was the committee member on the night, we try and have a committee member on each night, was doing the cook and along with other volunteers. I mean, I put holes in two ovens, that's all I can tell you, right? You know, you think, oh yeah, and as the numbers were growing, you're going, oh God, wait, okay, what'll I do here? No one in my family or other people cook, and nobody's family got fed on the night that you were doing it. But the people that needed it most did, you know. The Rotary Club were very good to us a few years ago and fundraised and put in a HSE standard kitchen in the Gateway, which was our old premises. So now we have people on a two scheme. And Eamon Morrissey, who's a chef, Eamon kind of supervises those. He does all the menu planning and all that. And the food is cooked there and then brought down to Mary Street. So that's a huge relief because for years we were cooking at home, you know. And I mean, we didn't have big kitchens, but I certainly don't, you know. It was a bit chaotic. But anyway, you know, my kids, like, were younger at the time. They'd say, what's for dinner? And I'd look at them as if they were lunatics, you know.
You're also looking at planning to expand services.
Yes, I mean, that's the plan long term. But I think what's happened is there is a huge demand at the moment. And things like emergency accommodation, I mean, it links into the housing crisis. We were in a position before where we could certainly support if somebody came along that was particularly vulnerable, older, female, or, you know, male that was younger than our normal cohort or whatever, and the weather was particularly inclement, we would pay for emergency accommodation for a few nights and then go to homeless services with them and try and get them sorted out. The demand on that is getting crazy, Damien, and the demand for sleeping bags and tents has gone through the roof, and that's scary. That's really, really scary, you know. So whilst we'd like to expand, I think the service is expanding in its own direction, really.
And what about immigrants? What about people that are coming in seeking asylum? And a lot of them obviously are staying in different centres. Are they, I suppose, are you seeing them?
Not as much because, like, we'd be very near the Portree Guesthouse, which would be an IPAS centre. And we, when that was happening initially, obviously we had concerns about numbers, not about race, not about immigrants, but numbers.
Yeah.
Because if they all came in on top of our own lads, we'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
And we spoke, and like the manager and the people involved, even in the department, said to us, no, they are being fed breakfast, lunch and dinner, so there's no need. Now, some might drop in for a cup of coffee and that's absolutely fine, but they don't tend to use the service. Now, in saying that, we've people from all races and all nationalities and all denominations and all whatever. We do not judge. If you stand in front of one of our volunteers and say you're hungry and you need a meal or a tent or a sleeping bag, you will get it.
You don't question them. You don't say, do you know what? Now, I know if somebody came back, like, does anybody try and take the mick or anything like
that? I suppose we get very familiar with their clientele.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so we wouldn't be, there's no means test or we wouldn't be judgmental. But you can notice if people are kind of maybe asking for a little bit too much, that might be available through the services.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we can do the bit of advocacy and say, do you know you could actually do this? You know, we will help you, but that service is there also, and encourage them to avail of the official services.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's important then as well, that you get to know them, because they might be shy.
Yes.
They may not know. They might have a language. They may not have great English and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, particularly you find young males are quite vulnerable and they don't want to talk. So therefore, they're certainly not questioned. But if they come in a few nights and they're comfortable, somebody will sit down and have a chat with them and say, look, what's going on? Are you happy enough to talk to me about that? And if you're not, that's fine. But we're just trying to see, is there any way we can assist you, you know?
And there must be lovely conversations, a lovely ambience, a nice feeling, a bit of crack, a bit of fun as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, we treat every volunteer in our organisation treats every service user with dignity. And that's it. And a little place to be heard, particularly they could be walking the streets for the day. People don't really want to talk to them. And to sit down and have a bit of warmth, nice meal. And the meals are a fantastic standard. Eamon keeps the lads very much, you know, on the right track because they're training as well on that programme.
And where do you get all the food from and stuff?
Okay, so the food, we have a big shout out to Dunphy's Fruit and Veg, have supplied us pre-prepared veg for a number of years now for free. Okay, so that's incredible.
Brilliant,
and incredible. Yeah. And then we have a butcher's in the Liz Duggan Shopping Centre that really, really looks after us as well. Now, we buy the meat and the meat is getting more expensive, but they're always very good for a discount and they have a little collection box there for us. And then so that can come off the monthly bill, etc. So that's the main. And then donations.
Yeah.
We would get a fairly steady stream of donations from people just adding things to their shopping. You know, or we'll put an appeal up. We have a Facebook page, Helping Hand Waterford. We'd put an appeal up for particular things that we're going short of. And we do that. We had Lidl the other day rang to say they had a trolley. So I had a car full of boxes of pastas, as did Karen Keating going around. So we just pick up things, you know. So we've pasta. We've enough pasta, lads. Everybody loves donating pasta.
We've passed on the menu now for the past.
And I wouldn't mind, but some of our older gentlemen would say, why are you giving me that foreign food?
That Italian stuff. Yeah. Tis muck. Tis muck. Give me
if
a potato.
Veg, potatoes, meat.
And what would you say to them? No, you have to eat it now. It'll be good for you, Johnny.
No, sure, we're devils. We'd have the chef prepare another bit. Say, look, there's four there and you may forget about them having
four cranky lads there now. You'd want to give them the cabbage and the bacon and that'd be it.
Yeah, and now, of course, we're vegetarians as well. So
oh,
it's
my goodness. A vegetarian menu.
We try and cater for
no vegans yet, no.
No, thank God.
No,
I think they'd be sent back out the door.
No, everybody's welcome now. Vegans as well. Everybody's welcome. Special mention to Vivian, all the people that donate the food as well, as you say, all the volunteers. And why do you do it, Stephanie?
I think anybody involved in it gets an awful lot more back than you give, because I think you can see a very, very direct impact. And of course, now that we're 10 years, we can see people who are now in social housing, who are people with addiction, are now clean, people that had, you know, family problems that needed maybe reunification. It mightn't work, but they can get set up on their own and build a relationship again with their kids. And that kind of feedback, you don't think of the day-to-day kind of slog, and I don't want to call it slog because it's not, but the day-to-day operation, those stories are incredible, you know.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks. Just to say as well, we're coming up to our busiest time. We get the most in and we give the most out. So we have, again, you can see it on the Facebook page, we have a few appeals, tie appeal, shoebox appeal and food appeal. So if anybody can help out, have a look at the Facebook page and you might, all the details are there and where they can be dropped, and we'd be extremely grateful. But the people of Waterford, they are, and I've said it before on this programme, they are the most decent giving people you'll ever come across.
Brilliantly said. Well done.